In what is now Braga, at the beginning of the 1st century, a rock shrine that is now known as the Fonte de Idolo or Quintal de Idro was crafted. The monument has been partially preserved and is one of the most popular places in the city of Braga to visit due to its unique design. The Fountain of the Idol really stuck out to me when I was first doing research for my podcast. I initially had thought I would focus on prehistoric art in the region around Braga, but upon doing a little bit of cursory research, I found out about the idol and became really fascinated with it. I thought it was strange that despite being one of these few like standing monuments and despite how much is known about Braga, that there was so little of the monument available to understand and learn from. One of the most useful sources of information was actually something that would be readily accessible, just wasn't in English, is a pamphlet from Portugal that was just sort of like a tourist guidebook to the location, which Susanna, one of the coordinators of the program, was able to help me out with by translating it. So that really revealed a lot about like the construction of the pamphlet and possible meanings of it. So the fountain itself is about 3 meters wide and has a statue that is about 1 meter tall in the center that contains two figures, probably. So I'll get to that in a little bit. The character, or, you know, figure is holding some sort of object, but it's been degraded over time, so it's hard to know what exactly it is. And then there are some engravings on the fountain that have the name of the guy who commissioned it, Celico Fronto, and then the potential deities that it was dedicated to. So one of these deities that's engraved is Tangona Biagas, which is a deity that is very hard to find any information about. So despite being constructed in the 1st century AD, which Braga would have been a Roman city during that time period. The god on there was a very old Gaelic deity that was popular in the region, but there's no like direct translation of what he sort of represented. But there is another goddess depicted in the statue who has an inscription, which is the goddess Nabia. So Nabia was a goddess in Gallica, which is what we now know of as Spain and Portugal. She was the goddess of the sea and of rivers and really just water in general. So there's a couple different rivers in the region that are named after her, like the Navia River and Avia, which also is just Navia again, with no river on it. And then the Naiva River near Braga, which are all named after her. And then obviously she's on the fountain, which is another place where people would have gotten water from. So it makes sense that she would be there. It's not really known why she would be there with Tonago Bias, but you know, that's unfortunately something that's just been lost to time. I think part of what makes the fountain interesting is that it really it's a good way to look at the different periods of Portuguese history that we know about, because it shows the pre-Roman era where the region was not yet unified by anything and had cultures that we, you know, no longer have information about due to like centuries of like conquering and changing of hands, and has, you know, the artistic stylings of the Roman colonizers that came there. And obviously under Roman rule, they really tried to stamp out any sort of the like local religions. But obviously they not only let this statue stand, but a Roman citizen commissioned it. So it's not really clear how exactly that plays into the Romans' interest in the region. Maybe it was sort of a way to like show that, oh, you know, we may be colonizing these people, but we also have an understanding of their culture. Maybe it was just something that Celica Fronto was particularly passionate about himself. So we'll never really know why he commissioned it, but at least we still have it, you know, standing today to look at and observe as a great example of early history Portuguese art. So a couple different scholars have different theories on what the fountain was for. Part of why it doesn't have as much preservation is because it wasn't rediscovered until the late 19th century. So in 1594, it was identified on a map of the region, but then not actually documented or studied again until the early 20th century by a Portuguese archaeologist Jose Liarte Vasconcelos, who was instrumental in moving for the monument to be classified as something of like national importance. But even with that push, it wasn't until 2006 that the Portuguese government constructed sort of like a housing structure to keep the fountain safe from the elements. It is like slightly underground, so there's like sort of a surface access that's like this little bunker, and then you go down to see the fountain. So I think part of the reason why it went unknown for so long is because it was sort of engraved into this wall that over time, eroded and became just part of the landscape. There's an illustration of it that shows, an imagination of how it might have been used, which also leads to one of the popular interpretations of it, which was that there is a water cult, based in Braga that used the fountain as sort of a place of worship and meeting spot. So some like theologians and other people who, research cults and things believe that rather than having anything to do with Nabia or other, Portuguese more localized deities, it may have been a Dianic cult, which Dianic is just sort of like worshiping the like female body and form. So that would make sense given that the only figure that's still recognizable in the fountain is a woman. Presumably, but again, due to erosion and things, most of these interpretations are just kind of based on what you see in it, which I think also makes it an interesting piece of art. Especially with contemporary art, we tend to look at things and have an understanding of what the artist's intent was and then base our own reasonings and things around that. But with ancient works, it's a lot harder to do that because we don't have, a precise understanding of why they were constructed or what they were for. So it lends itself to a lot of different interpretation, which I think makes it really fun. Another unfortunate thing that is why things like this get lent to so much interpretation is that sites aren't often as preserved as they should be. In the 1930s, the municipal government of Braga, so without any sort of like, national governance, just demolished a bunch of parts of it, including a sort of roof tile structure that actually meant that it could have potentially been an ancient Greek construction. But again, because it was destroyed, we can't really know more about that interpretation, which is unfortunate. But it is great that we still have what is left of the monument today. And then something that I just recently got discovered and was just recently added to some of the articles that I was using for researching it is that there might be a temple to Nabia, so one of the goddesses potentially inscribed on it nearby that just hasn't been discovered yet. Obviously, we can only speculate on that again since there's nothing yet discovered, but apparently there are local like indicators and like older maps and things that show that there was probably a temple somewhere nearby. So if that's ever discovered, it'll really help our understanding of the Fountain of the Idol even more.